It's already been lost in certain mammals, and some researchers have speculated it may become obsolete. However, new research published in the journal PLOS Genetics insists that we're not done with the Y chromosome just yet. Dr. Melissa Wilson-Sayers is a geneticist at the University of California, Berkeley in the US. Dr. Wilson-Sayers, welcome.
Thank you. I hope to put your mind at
rest. Well, look, I'm not taking it personally. Some mammals have already lost their Y chromosome?
Yes, but it's almost a misnomer to say that they've lost it, because what we think happened is that the content on the Y chromosome kept shrinking and shrinking, and then the sex-determining gene jumped or moved to one of the non-sex chromosomes. And so it has a very young, new sex chromosome system that in 10, 20, 30 million years will look like ours again.
A fascinating piece of evolution in action, I guess.
Yes, exactly.
So the genes on the Y chromosome still important?
Yes, absolutely. So many of the genes on the Y chromosome are necessary for forming sperm and for sperm motility.
So without that Y chromosome, you can still have males, females, normal reproduction, however?
So I think you might be talking about that research with the mouse Y chromosome. So what they found is that they could take two genes, SRY and EIF2S3Y. We come up with convoluted names. And with those, they could make males that made protosperm, basically. But it wasn't clear whether those sperm would actually be able to fertilize an egg. And that's a little different. So the mice are a little different than humans. So we both have SRY, and SRY is this switch that does turn on testes formation and sperm formation pathways. But we don't have that second gene, that EIF2S3Y gene. It's broken in humans. And we have a lot of other genes, more than just one, that are necessary for producing male-specific features.
Okay. That research too in Houston, again, with mice, making males using the gene SOX9, as you'd say, that everybody has, however.
Yes. As far as we know, that is one of the few genes from our common mammalian ancestor that has been retained across all mammals.
If only we could meet our common mammalian ancestor, what would we say to those people? That interesting thing here, your research expected to improve estimates of humans' evolutionary history. Explain that to us.
Well, it may not improve them quite yet. But what it does tell us is that the way that we're estimating the time to the most recent common ancestor of the Y chromosome might be biased a little bit, because we show that this process, purifying selection, that purifies out bad mutations, is acting on the Y chromosome. And what that does is it might shrink the tree. So our tree might look the same, the time just might be shorter because of this process of purifying selection. What we need to do is, so in our study, we looked at Africans and Europeans, but we need to get a global sample and try to look at how that varies across all of the samples before we can really say something about the common human history.
Interesting stuff. Dr. Wilson-Sayers, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Dr. Melissa Wilson-Sayers, she's a geneticist at the University of California, Berkeley in the US. The Y chromosome still has something of a future, it seems.